We're here with Dr. Trevor Winzoski. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So you were saying that today you want to talk about health, what it is, but also what it is not. What does that mean?
Well, come on, Corny. I mean, think about this. How would you define your health? If I came up to you, even if I asked everybody in the radio station, I said, how would you define health? What would the vast majority of people say?
Good eating, staying active.
How about how do I
feel?
Everybody goes, yeah, I feel great, therefore I must be healthy.
Right.
Is that true? Well, I'm going to show you and talk to you. Actually, all of you listening, I'm showing you right now with my hands. the fact is that health isn't about how you feel. And I'm going to tell you that in 1946, 67 years ago, the World Health Organization defined what health is. And it's not talked about. It's not taught. It's not there. Health is optimal functioning of mind, body, and spirit, not merely the absence of pain, infirmity, or disease. So it's not about whether you have pain or not, because typically by the time you have pain, it's what? It's often
too late.
Too late.
Yeah.
And so this is where we see these people come into the office, and they're what I like to call the spider people. So right now, I've got my hands against the wall, and I'm going, oh my gosh, I can barely walk. I can't, because they've left it too long.
Okay.
So when we start talking about having symptoms, those symptoms are warning signs. But more often than not, if someone has high blood pressure, how do they feel?
Usually they feel fine.
Yeah, high cholesterol.
Yeah,
fine. How about cancer?
Oftentimes don't notice it.
Until?
Too late.
How about heart disease?
Don't notice it.
Yeah, right. Every 7 minutes, someone has a heart attack.
Wow.
Okay. The first sign of heart disease is the fact that the person has a heart attack. So when we define what health is, it's about how your body functions. And as a result of that, we have to look at the system that controls all function in the body. So that's the brain, and the central nervous system. That's what I do as a chiropractor. Everybody says, well, you're the back guy. I am. I'm looking at the structure of the spine, because what is it doing to the nerve system? The nerves keep your heart beating, your lungs breathing, your stomach digesting, your body absorbing nutrients, getting rid of waste products. For the cut on your hand to heal is under the control of your nerve system.
Right.
For your body to fight cancer on a daily basis, that tells your immune system, go fight it. Your nerve system controls everything. It's the first system in the body that develops in the growing child. Okay, so what we have to understand is that we have to look at that structure. We have to look at that structure in such a way, because have you ever met anybody with great posture who is actually healthy? Or are they always going, yeah, it's my back, it's my neck, it's my head, it's my indigestion, I have no energy. And what do we say? It's normal, because we're getting older and we don't realize we're losing our health over time because the function of our nerve system is being compromised.
Yeah.
So in that spirit, if you've never had your spine evaluated in a fashion that we do as a maximized living doc, what do I do? We look at you, do an examination, history, a consultation. We do some computerized testing to see how your nerve system is functioning. And we also do some x-rays, if necessary, to see what your structure looks like. Because if your structure is not great, your function is not going to be there. And then you'll start losing more and more function. As a result of that, your health gets what? Worse and worse and worse. We have to look at things differently.
Yeah.
Because if drugs are the answer, this is my last thing. If drugs are the answer, we should be the healthiest society in the world. And we're not.
That's a very good point. Trevor, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Give us a call, 326-5800. We look forward to seeing you and helping you.